Just quickly review last week here, it's a little bit nuggia this week's. So we're going to start Shomer Sacher this week. Last week we had the beginning of a Shomer Sacher, we'll get more into it this week. So last week we discussed what happens if you're watching money for someone. So we brought the Mishnah, the Perush Mishnah says that if you're a storekeeper or a money changer, the often is, you are considered a Shomer Sacher because the assumption is, since you're always dealing with money, so when he gives you the money to watch, even though he's not officially paying you, he's giving you the right, the implicit right, to use it in case some need comes up for money. And the fact that you're allowed to use it makes you into a Shomer Sacher. So if it gets stolen or lost, you'll be chayiv. If you actually did use the money, then you become a Shoel, a real borrower, and then whatever happens to the money, even an onus, you'll be chayiv on. The Mishnah then continued, if you're a regular Bala Bayis, so then you have no right to use the money, no matter how he gave it to you. And therefore you remain a Shomer Chinam. If something happened to it, you'll be Pater unless you are Pesheya. If you ended up using it, you used it illegally, and the fact that you did that makes you a Shaleach Yad. Once you're a Shaleach Yad, you have now absolved your, you have abolished your Shmira. Okay, and once you did that, you're now a ganav, and even if you put it back, you'll be chai no matter what happens. We said that there was a Mordechai that says nowadays we are all like storekeepers and money changers, because the Gemara in the Mishnah was talking about times when there was a agrarian society where people were farmers, and it wasn't common for them to have money. So you give a farmer money, what's he going to do with it? He's going to hold it until the owner comes back. But nowadays you give us money, as soon as you get into a cash only line, there's one person there, and you have your credit card, you're going to use the cash that you gave you to watch. So the assumption there also is that, according to the Mordechai and the Shach and Smagrigid, that nowadays also we are considered a Shomer Sachar when we are given money to watch. Right? We said if there's a difference, and that's what's going to be nugget tonight's case, there's a difference if I'm watching it in my house or if I've been sent on a mission with that money. Right? If I've been sent on a mission with that money to buy something for the Bala Bayis. So there we said it could be even if it's a case where I normally wouldn't be allowed to use the money, but if I immediately exchange his money for other money, I need his change, and I put another money to replace it, I need his bills for some reason, and I immediately replace it, so there also he would not mind if I do that, because he's not going to get that same money back anyway. He's going to get the product, the item that I'm going to buy with it. So he said there that everyone would agree if you immediately replace it with other money, you'd be okay. On the other hand, we said, it could be that the svara of the Mordechai applies only where I'm holding money long term, where you gave me money to watch and you'll come back who knows when, and I can have it in the meantime, I can use it. But if you told me, like the case we had, go take this $100 bill to the bank and get changed because you owe me 50 and you'll keep 50, I owe you 50, I mean, and I'll take the other 50 back. So there's just a short trip to the bank and back. So there is no implicit right for you to use the money, and the Mordechai would agree that nowadays, unless you're really a money changer, you have no right to use the money. So just to read, I have it written down here, this, or the case, if you send someone to the store to buy something for you, right? Halacha maisi, here's $10, go to the store and buy something for me. So in that case, you'd be a Shomer Chinam even according to the Mordechai, and the Shach and the Smagu Paskin like it. Because that's right, doesn't apply, even though nowadays we all use money, but I sent you to the store to get me the medicine, and I want you to use that money and come right back, not to, you know, use it for something else. It's a short-term thing. However, if you did use that money and you immediately replaced it with other money, so I don't care which bills I'm going to get, I'm not getting any bills back anyway, so I don't care if you replace it immediately. So in that case, if you immediately replace it, then you depart it, because I don't care which money you use to buy me that medicine. Either way, you did what you were supposed to do. So that is the long and short of watching money. And once again, if you're ever faced with it, it always pays to say explicitly, I'll watch the money for you, but I don't want to take responsibility. That's always an eitzah. So this week, we're going to get more into Hashem Achinam. This is a case from the Galia Masechta. And the story happened like this. Reuven sent a wagon driver to Pinsk to buy software. And along, so this is a case, I think, of a long-term, he says it's a case of a long-term, it's not just going to Rite Aid and getting something. You go to Vince, I don't know, he's leaving from Nevada to Vince. I'm not sure exactly how far that is, but it's not a, the distance, okay. So he's telling him to get software. And on the way, it's nighttime, so the people get off the wagon, and they don't have real hotels there. Along the way, there's no rest stop, so they went in the field and they went to sleep. He's holding money for Reuven, so he put the money in a bag and he put the bag under his head and used it as a pillow, and he fell asleep. And in the meantime, while he was sleeping, the money got stolen. So who's he fired? That's the case.
Yeah, let's see the machlokas Rishonim about this. So we're going to start with Bava Kamma and then Zayin Amid Aleph. An interesting machlokas Rishonim.
The Gemara starts like this. The Gemara has a machlokas. Mir Hashem, one year we'll do a series on Aveda, which being finding a Hashavas Aveda. But it's a machlokas in the Gemara. If you're holding an Aveda for someone, are you a Shomer Chinam or are you a Shomer Sachar? Fashis, you're a Shomer Chinam. No one's paying you to watch this Aveda. But the Gemara has a Havimuna that maybe you're a Shomer Sachar because the Hanoah that you get, that you're putter from paying a puta for a tzedakah, that might make you Shomer Sachar, right? Huh? That's the machlokas, whether you're Shomer Sachar or a Shomer Chinam. Because since you're also doing mitzvah, part of min mitzvah, when you're doing it, so you have some gain by doing this mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, so that might make you into a Shomer Sachar. So we're not going to get into that machlokas, but what we're going to get into is different rayas that the Gemara has, and one is Nogeya, the halachas of a Shomer Sachar. So, Abaye said to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one that said he's a Shomer Sachar, and Abaye held that he's a Shomer Chino. So, Omer Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Va'atilu Tisbira, the Shomer Aveda Kashom Chinam Dami. Do you not hold that someone who's watching an Aveda is a Shomer Chinam? I have a raya for you. Because Ha'amar Rav Chia Bar Abba Rav Yochanan, Rav Chia Bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hatoin Tainas Gana Ba'Aveda. Right, there's a halacha. If you're watching something, now we're getting back to halacha of Shomer. If you're watching something for someone, and if you're a Shomer Chinam, said, you're watching something for someone, and he comes back to you and says, where is it? And you say, it got stolen. And you really are lying. It didn't get stolen. And you later found out to be lying. So you're chayiv to pay kapel. You're towing tainas ganav when it wasn't really a ganeva. You were really poshe, you were really negligent. You're chayiv kapel. If you're a shomer sachar and you said it got stolen when it really didn't get stolen, so then you're not going to be chayiv kapel because you weren't trying to get out of anything. It's only if you're trying to get out of it with a lying taina, so then you're chayiv kapel for that lie. But if you wouldn't be Pater anyway, and you say you got stolen, you're chayiv, like you're Shomer Sachar, so then you're going to not be chayiv that kefil because you weren't trying to lie to get out of a payment. So Rav Chia Bar Abba is like this: the halacha is hatoein tainas ganav va'aveda. If someone is holding a lost object and the finder comes, the owner comes and says, where is it? And he says it got stolen, and it really didn't get stolen. So the Gemara says, Nisharim Pashlimi Kepel, he has to pay Kepel. So what's that tell you? Abaye asks, Visalta Dati Shomer Sachar Havi, if you hold that whenever you're watching an Aveda, you're a Shomer Sachar, I'm not Nisharim Pashlimi Kepel. Why does he have to pay Kepel? Kind of by Shlimi, he just have to give back the principal, and that's it, because he wasn't trying to get out of a payment by saying it's stolen. He's a Shomer Sachar, and he's going to be Chayiv. El Amai must be that someone's watching an Aveda is really a Shomer Chinam, and by saying it got stolen, he was trying to make himself Hatu. So Rav Yosef answers, Amar Le, Hacha v'mayas kinan, what are we talking about here? Not that he was said as Tamas a thief. He meant, Kagan Shatoni Tanis Lisa Mizuyan, it got stolen by an armed robber, what can you do against an armed robber? That's called an onus. That's called an unavoidable situation that you can't do anything about. So in that case, even if you're a Shomer Sachar, like I hold a Shomer Aveda is, he's Pater. So by saying that it got stolen by an armed robber, so by saying that, I was trying to make myself butcher. So back to Gemara, Amar Le, so Abaye said back to him, so if that's the case,
Why you chayiv keifa? Listen, mizuyin gasan hu. If it's an armed robber, that's a case of a gasan, because we know the rule is a ganav is someone who's sneaky and sneaks into the house, so he's the one that's chayiv keifa. But someone who robs out in the open, he's a gaslan, and he's not chayiv keifa. Rashi says he's afraid of Hashem and people. He's just afraid of people, but not Hashem. That's worse. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi Yosef says, Sh'ani Amar, I hold, listen to Zuyim. Even though it's an armed robber and you can't do anything about it, Kinit in the time of Inshi, since an armed robber does hide from people, Ganav, when he's considered a Ganav, right, he might rob the guy in the alley with a gun, but then he runs away. He's not like a Goslin who just goes out in the open and robs people. He shows that he's afraid of people. He only robs them with the gun in private. So we have a chiddush from this Gemara that an armed robber is like a hybrid. In some ways we consider him a gazlan, the fact that it's called an onus. It's an unavoidable situation. And if you're a shomer sachar and you claim that the thing got taken from an armed robber, you're an onus, and that's going to make you pater. But don't think that it's a real gazlan that's not chayav keifel, because since the armed robber is someone who wants to run away from people, he's scared of people and not of Hashem, so he's going to be chayav keifel. So over here, if the shomer sachar claims that it got taken by an armed robber, so he was trying to make himself pater with this lie, and when he's found out to be lying, he'll be chayav keifel. But that's the end of the Gemara.
So the gazlan will be chayav
keifel.
But what we're talking about here is the shomer.
Right, the shomer is chayav for the lie. The shomer is chayav. If the shomer claims something that if he had done, he lies with a claim that if he had done that thing,
yeah,
right, he's claiming it was an armed robber. So if he had taken it himself as an armed robber,
yeah.
So if an armed robber is chayav keifel, he'll be chayav for lying that it was taken by an armed robber.
So is there a fiddish here that whatever he says, he's chayav for?
Yeah, that's not halacha. Yeah, that's the regular halacha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the fiddish. The fiddish is, and this tells us kasha, why did the Gemara have to go find this like hybrid case to make this fiddish, which is machlokis later on in Bava Kama, to say that a listed mezuyim is an armed robber, which is an unavoidable, it's an onus, it's an unavoidable situation, and say, but he's still chayiv keifel because he runs away from people. Why couldn't Rav Yosef find all kinds of cases where it was not an armed robber, it was someone, a sneaky robber, but it was a sneaky robber in a case where it was unavoidable? Why did he have to find a case of an armed robber and then have to come on the armed robber, but still he's not chayiv keifel because he runs away from people? Rather than find a case of a sneaky ganav, he comes in the middle of the night, but in a way where there was no way that you could have prevented the theft. And so let's give some examples. For example, you dug it. The normal way to watch money, the Gemara says, is to dig it 3 tefachim in the ground, and that's good shmir. That no one can find it there. But this guy went, let's say he went and dug it 100 feet into, 100 amas into the ground. 100 amas into the ground. And he was sitting on top of it, on top of the hole. No one could get to it. He was sitting there with a gun on top. No one could get to it. But in the meantime, there was someone making tunnels in the road there. And he happened to, because it was so low down, he happened to tunnel into it and he found the money. But there was nothing he did wrong. The tunnel where there's a thief, he's tunneling, trying to get into different houses and find things, and he found this money. He's a gunner. And you didn't do anything wrong because you were storing it the best way you can. The Rishonim say, suppose it was in an iron safe. Like we say, it was a mechitzah shabar, so suppose the Torah being such a lesson. It's in Shulchan Aruch also. Suppose you put it in a safe, and a robber came in the middle of the night and broke the safe. Or you were standing in front of the safe, and he got in the back somehow, and he got it out. Tosa says, okay, suppose you were guarding it. Someone was guarding, Reuben's guarding that money, and all of a sudden, he got sick, but he had a heart attack, and he had to get taken away in an ambulance. And then the money was stolen. There's nothing he could do. Or suppose he just fell asleep into a deep sleep all of a sudden, there was some sleeping gas or something. He just fell asleep, and he couldn't watch it anymore. Okay, so Tosfos has all these cases where it seems like it's a guy is sneaking in. We don't have to come up to this chiddush that even though he's an armed robber, he's still a 5K hope. And they're unavoidable. What can you do? You store 100 feet into the ground. The tourist case, you put it into an iron safe. The guy had a heart attack and he just couldn't do anything about it. Right? There's plenty of cases of onus where you can talk about a regular thief. Why come on to this case of listed mizuyah? So Tosfos says the big chiddush. The near of the ring. This is on the other side of the handout, by the way. The near of the ring. The kivin shechiev hakosav shamesacha v'gneiva. Once the pasuk says that Hashem Achinam is chayiv in Geneva, ustam Geneva kerova la'onis, and most Genevas are pretty unavoidable. You know, so a theft is not, is more caught up to onus than stam you dropped it. Svarim, the svarim is that v'chol inyan shetia Geneva, however the Geneva is, yischayiv exeris hakosav will be chayiv with exeris hakosav afil ban his gum, even if it's something that was completely unavoidable. V'yafa gavim enov the melistin muzuyon. So how's it different than the case of an armed robber? An armed robber, everyone holds that you're potter. So Avavita, the listen Mizuyan, Dahain Shavuya, the crow, which is the case of Shavuya, the pasuk, potter by Akasa, the pasuk says it's potter. Avavita, Ein Antagon Ayo. So even though the onus isn't greater, still, by a theft, you're going to be chayim no matter how big the onus is. And then Tosfos concludes with Dochit, that's Dochit. Wait, what's the pasuk? I just have the pasuk and I what we're talking about here. The pasuk of Shomer Sachar says, right, there's four different parshas in Mishpatim. The one of Shomer Sachar says, "Ki yitin isha reyehu chamara shara osev achol dehim elishmar." If someone gives his friend any object, a donkey, any animal to watch, who mace, an animal died, o nishbar, it broke its leg, o nishba, it got captured, ain roa, and there's no Adam, so then he has to make a shura that he wasn't shalech yad, and he'll be part of it. Being gunned, you're gunned from an email, but if it was stolen from this Shomer Sachar, then you shall in Lavalov, he has to pay. So Tosfos says, what's shot in Mishpa? It got captured. By definition, captured means someone came with a gun, and he held the gun to the person, or some whatever weapons they had in those days, and he captured it. And then the next pasuk says, if it gets stolen, he's chayiv. So Tosfos says, it's exeris akasav. That if it's an armed robbery, so then it's called shvuya, that's called captured, and he's going to be patur. If it's a non-armed robbery, so we don't care what the circumstances are, as long as there was a theft, he's chayiv. And that's a big chiddush. Tosfos himself says it's dochik. Elsewhere, Tosfos says what the dochik is, the shittim at the best. It here says the dochik is that, okay, you have your diyuk, but it doesn't make sense. Right, well, let's think what's going on here. The Torah is telling us that Hashem Sachar has more responsibility than Hashem Achinam. He's chayiv for Geneva and Aveda. But at the same time, the pasuk tells us that if it's a shvuya, if it got captured through an armed robbery, so then he's patur. So why don't we learn out from there that when it says he's chayiv for Geneva, he's chayiv for theft, where it's equal to the level of that armed robbery? Right, where it's less than that, where it's not up to that level of armed robbery, but if it gets up to that level of armed robbery, why should he be chayiv? Right, that's a dochit, that's also says it's dochit. Another kasha to Rishonim has to Tosfos himself in Bav Metzia. He answered Tosfos in Bav Metzia, like, just, he goes through the whole thing and he goes through the same raya as here, and he says, as far as the exact opposite. He says, I have it here on the handout. Timon Godahu, Lamarayu Hay Onis. Why should it not be an onus in Hemik, Bekarka, Kuf Amis, if he put it 100 Amis into the ground? Then I have it, I sue him never. What more can he do? The Echi Tachi Tashum Geneva, Lenim Sashtay, Onis Gamak Lissim Azuyan. And he's assuming that it's exact, that the Gzeris Kras was saying that there'll never be an onus as big as the Lissim Azuyan. How can you say such a thing? You find that there are cases. So these are two Svarakashas we have. On the Tosfos. By the way, the Rosh Paskins like this Tosfos. You see the Lashon of the Rosh here in Bava Kama. So the two Svara questions so far is, what more could the person do? How can you hold him responsible? What more should he have done? He added 100 amas in the ground, he's sitting on top, and someone happens to dig a tunnel. Whoever would have thought of such a thing? And the second of all is, how are we mechalik between this and an armed robber? If an armed robber is potter, the Beirush Apostle, so why should this be different? The Mordechai has a third kash. Right? One of the cases says he fell asleep. So there also, he fell asleep.
Now, you give someone something to watch for a week, right? The Gemara says that it's impossible to stay awake. If you make a neder, you're going to stay awake for 3 days. It's a neder shav because it's impossible to stay awake 3 days in a row, right? So, what happens when you give someone something to watch? There's even a shomer sachar, you're paying him. The assumption is he's going to go to sleep. So, if the assumption is he's going to go to sleep, and he does go to sleep, so he shouldn't be responsible for something that you knew that he was going to do, right? So that's a fair kasha, a svara kasha. Then there's a kasha from a Gemara. The Gemara by Metzia on the first side of the handout. We spoke a little about this Gemara a couple months ago, and here's another part of the Gemara. The Gemara starts with a ma'isa. Ha'u raya, dava koroi, chevosha aguda dinar papa. There was a shepherd who was herding his animals on the banks of the river Papa, the Papa River. He was doing nothing wrong, but one of the animals slipped off the road and fell into the water, slipped off the bridge, the bank, and fell into the water. He came in front of Rabba to ask what he should do. Rabba says he's Pater. Because Amar, my Havar, live in the Eved. What should you have done? You did everything that's normal. Not to kill, not to inch. You did a general job. Now a shepherd is getting paid. He's a Shomer Socher. So Rabba Paskin, that if, even if it's a Shomer Socher, if he does a normal Shmira, he watches it normally, he's Pater. So Amar Yabaye, Elamiyata, all Ramas bin a Dai Rish. So you're going to say the same thing would be if a shepherd, right? Every shepherd's watch the sheep graze out in the field. So if he went into the town at a time, normal time, when everyone goes, Hachi Nami the Potter, would you say that he's Potter in such a case? Because he did a normal thing and he left the sheep unattended and they got stolen. We'll see. They got stolen. Something happened to them. Are you going to say he's Potter? Amalayin? Rabbi said, yeah, of course. He did normal. Gone up for it to be the big on his sheep. He fell asleep. He took his nap at the time when the shepherds normally take a nap. Hachi Nami the Potter, are you going to say he's Potter for that? Amalayin? He said, yeah, that's also. He's going to be Potter for that case also because he didn't do anything unusual. So the Gemara goes back and forth, and finally the Gemara paskins. The Gemara brings others that disagree with Rabba. Rab Chisda, Rabba, Rabuna, Lasuva, Vadi, Rabba. This is the end of the Gemara. They don't agree with Rabba. The Ami, and this is important for us to remember as we talk about Shomer Socher in the coming weeks. Lohachi Yehavi Lach Agra. That's why I'm paying you. And interiorly, it's Yerusa Yeserusa, because I want you to watch it better than the normal case of watching. But that's. The Gemara ends, and we end up passing like Abaya and like this Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rabbeinu. So the Yamsha Shlomo asks on Tosfos. Tosfos, you just said that even in a case where you put it 100 amas into the ground, where you were watching it sitting in front of it and you just fell asleep unexpectedly, you're going to be chayev for anything that happens. So first of all, that's you have a kasha on him from Rabbi, because Rabbi certainly holds. Clearly, Rabba says, if you watch it the normal way you watch it, no matter what happens, you're Potter. And even Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Avuna, they're saying that I gave you the extra money to give a little bit extra money. That's because you went into the city, you went into town, and you left it here unattended. But if you're sitting in front of it and some guy is tunneling underneath, it seems like the Gemara says that they would say that you're Potter. Right, so that's a kasha the Yamsha Shlomo asks on Tosfos. Because of all these kashas, the Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos. The Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos and the Rosh. Everyone in the handout. First of all, Tosfos about Metzia himself. The Mordechai holds that if he watched it in a normal way, he's Potter, because he has that kasha. Right, the kasha of how do you expect someone to watch something without going to sleep? He has to sleep, and still. Well, the assumption is that he should be Pater if he sleeps. So how can you say if he fell asleep, he's going to be Chayiv? Hagos Maimonides agrees. Now, Shulchan Aruch has a lashon like this. So Shulchan Aruch starts the halachas of Shomer Socher as Shomer Socher, Chayiv, B'Gneiva, V'Aveda. Shomer Socher is Chayiv for Gneiva and Aveda. Then he's, right, that's Pashat the Rosh of the Mishnah. Then he says, Yei Shamrim, Shafim, Shomer Keroi, even if he washed it in the normal way. V'Nasanak, Sofim, Tachas, Akarka, Ba'omik, Meya Ama. And he put it underneath the ground 100 amashi, efshar liganvam misham, that it will be impossible to steal a mirim lo ayidei mechilos unless you dig tunnels. Oh, God, be in the denami inshi. Oh, no, it should be. Be in the denami inshi, where he fell asleep at a time when people are sleeping. Be nignivu, oh, kofatzalav, and in England it got stolen. Oh, kofatzalav, choli, or something, he got a heart attack. He couldn't wash it. The Chalkei Yosibin said, in any case like that, he's chayiv. Right? He paskins like Tosfos and the Rosh. Then he brings the tourist case up. He keeps the chamer shel ba'ezel, even if he surrounded it with an iron wall, he put it into a safe. But even if he had been there, the hoya yochel hatzil, he couldn't have saved it. Chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda, he's chayiv for gneiva v'aveda. When is he putter? And he came hoya sham. If he was there, and the person came with armed, the hoya yochel hatzil, he wasn't able to save it. That's the only place he's chayiv. He's putter. So this man says that's the rule. The Sma is the Shomer always has to have his eyes open. That's the Shomer Sofer. He's getting paid to have his eyes open. He's high for anything. The Shachdel says, he brings the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marishal, and he says, we don't pass like the Shulchan Aruch. And just Meshuva says the Gro. Also, Smash, whether he's not passing like that way. Now, what's the Shulchan Aruch himself hold? That's a machlokes among the Sfardi Poskin. They all have rules of how to paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, we've had in the past when the Shulchan Aruch says Yesharim this and Yesharim that, we pass like the second Yesharim, right? Now, that's a clear rule in the Klali Shulchan Aruch. But over here, it's not like that. Here it says there's only one Yesharim. It says Shomer Socher Chai B'Neva V'Veda. Now, if the Mechaber means Shomer Socher Chai B'Neva V'Veda under normal circumstances, and Yesh Amrim that they're chayiv even under abnormal circumstances, so then we would say the Shulchan Aruch is paskening not like Tosfos and the Rashi would be agreeing with the Shach, but others say that he's just quoting the Mishnah. Shomer Socher Chai B'Neva V'Veda. Then he's bringing a Yesh Amrim to say the Svara of Tosfos and the Rosh, and I saw one sefer said that he does, in the case he does that, he's saying, because that's really the way I hold it, but if you find a Raya connecting me, I'm willing to hear what you have to say, because it is such a Shver Svara. So it's a Shaila what the Shulchan Aruch calls. The Maisa is, it's a Machlokas HaPoskim. The Shulchan says, it's fake what to do now. The Machlokas HaPoskim, what to do in such a case, if a Shomer Socher was washing it properly, and it got stolen, for onus, right? He had it, a simple case. If you own the bank and people are paying you to watch their money, their valuables, right? And you have your safety deposit boxes and you're putting them there, and then someone went in and took them. So if it's an armed robber, so then everyone holds to be potter. If it's someone came in the middle of the night and somehow got through all the security and got through the safe deposit boxes, that iron lechisa that you, the Shomer Socher, had built around these people's property, so that'll be machlokas, shach and smar, Tosfos Rosh against the Hagos Maimonides and the Mordechai Sima Machlokas, Machlokas HaPoskim. So, you know, if they tried to take money from you, the bank owner, you'd say, look, I hold like the Kimli, right? I hold like those Poskim that hold, I hold like the Shach and Mordechai that I'm not responsible. Like, what kind of more could I have done? I did normal standards and this person somehow got in. If you want to do what's right, like you're asking a shayla, what should I do? So then you go to your Rav, he might tell you, look, it's a machlokas whether you really have to pay, and it's equal machlokas here, maybe you should do something. But we'll see exactly what the Galia Masechta says in his case. But just to be mavara a little bit, the different shitas, right, we asked, according to the, let's just see the svar of the Mordechai and the Shach, right, a kasha we have to ask is, how is it, according to their shita, how is a shomer socher different than a shomer chinon? A shomer chinon is pater for theft. A shomer socher is chai for theft. But they hold he's only chai for theft if it's something that could have been avoided. So if it's something that could have been avoided, so then why isn't that a pshia? Like, what's the case? If you left it outside, so then even if a shomer chinon you're going to be chai. If you put it inside your house, that should be considered normal shmira. That if someone breaks into the house and takes it, why should he be chayiv? That should be like an onus. Who expects someone to break into your house? And that's a kasher of Kager, as others ask. So, Galia Masechta included. So they answer that there's an in-between stage. There's an in-between stage. And they say, like, there's, Sukkah, we have such a concept of things that could stand in a normal wind and things that can't stand in a normal wind. If you're a shomer chinam, as long as you have a thing hidden from public view, we've spoken about the case of the Sfikha de Urban, the Reed House. As long as the Ganav can't see it and you have it hidden somewhere, that's called a normal Shemira, except for money, which has to be watched more. But if you have that, the Baal of Isis object hidden from view, as long as it can't blow down with a normal wind,
So then you did a good enough job in Shmira. So if you're a Shomer Chinam, you'll be potter if it gets stolen, because that's not negligent. But if you're a Shomer Sachar, you need to do more. Because if you're getting paid, then you have to be afraid that there might be a hurricane, there might be a strong wind coming. And to just keep something in a place where it'll be normally okay, you're getting paid. You have to do more, like the Gemara said. You have to have extra Shmira in what you do. So in that case, you'll be chayiv, you'll have to put a stronger door in front. And then we'll say, if you put a strong door in front, the Mordechai will hold, and then still they got in, that's called a geneva the onus, that even though it was a theft, it'll still be an onus, and you'll be potter according to the Mordechai, according to Tosis and the Rashi, you'll be chayiv, because by definition, any theft, you're chayiv on, like we saw. The Nesida says, he says that from the Gemara that we saw in Bar Mitzia, it says that if you go to sleep at a time when normal people go to sleep, you're going to be chayiv according to everyone, we said, right? That was the maskana. That we paskin like Rav Chis and Rav Avuna, that if he went to sleep, even though he went to sleep at the time people normally go to sleep, he's going to be chayiv. Right? So that, even the Mordechai will agree that the Nesivas holds. Everyone will agree, if you fell asleep, you went to sleep at night, when everyone goes to sleep, you're going to be chayiv, because that's you're getting paid to go that extra mile. When do we say that, when would the Mordechai say that you're potter? That's if your sudden sleep fell upon the person, just like a sudden sickness. Right? If he felt he was coming down with a fever, and this the Maharam Shik says that if he felt he was coming down with a fever and he didn't do anything, then he finally got the flu and he couldn't watch it, so he's negligent, or he's chayiv. That's not called an onus anymore, because he knew he was getting sick and he should have done something, made arrangements beforehand, called up the owner, arranged someone else to have it, done this, get permission to give it to someone else, that shouldn't be shomer shemasu l'shomer. He should have done something. We had a heart attack, so in that case, what could he have done? So same thing, when we said he fell asleep, the Yeshiva says it, and the Choshen Aaron of Aaron Volkin says it's Medui from the Lashon. That's none. He fell asleep. He suddenly fell asleep. Not that Holach Leishon, he went to go to sleep. If he went to go to sleep, so then everyone holds he'll be Chayiv. That's nothing to talk about. That's the Gemara in Bar Mitzia says. If you go to sleep in normal circumstances, you're going to be responsible for Shomer Sachar. The only case of an onus is if something bopped you on the head and all of a sudden you fell asleep. That's when there'll be a machlokas at least. Right? So that's just something to keep in mind as we approach the end of this case over here. But what do we do? What do we do with these kashas, these svara kashas that we had against Tosus and the Rush and the Sma, it could be the Machaber. Wait, what's the svara? What's the machlokas and svara over here? Wait, what's the difference? If an armed robber comes, we say you are potter. If someone digs and you put the iron fence around it and you dug it 100 miles and down and someone took it then you're going to be chayiv. What's as far as we says it there? So kasuv, but it says for mishpat you're potter, for geneva you're chayiv. So the svara, the divrei mishpat says, the svara is, and he doesn't say it like this, but it could be that it's a fundamental machlokas why a shomer sachar is chayiv, and this will have this machlokas in the future. Is a shomer sachar chayiv because he did something wrong? Like a Shomer Chinam is certainly chayiv, he was poshe, he was negligent, he did something wrong, so you have to pay, you did something wrong. A Shomer Sachar, you could say the same thing, Shomer Sachar, I'm paying you more, so that's why you have to give extra protection. If you don't give that extra protection, you did something wrong, and because of that, you're going to be chayiv. Or, is a Shomer Sachar chayiv, because when you give me that extra money, I'm like an insurance company, I'm guaranteeing you that I'm going to give you back your object, and if I don't give it back to you, so then I'm going to pay you, unless it's an unavoidable accident. Now certainly if you borrow something, that's the halacha. If you borrow something, you're not chayiv to pay if it gets and if there's an onus because you did something wrong. You did nothing wrong, it's an onus, unavoidable. So you're chayiv if you're a shoel for that, because halacha is if you're a shoel, you are taking upon the responsibility to pay the owner the value of his object if anything at all happens to it, even though it's no fault of your own. So the Devar Mishpat says that's the way Tosus understands the halacha of a shomer sachar. A shomer sachar is not chayiv for doing something wrong. We don't say, well, you got that extra money, you should have washed it better, and you didn't go up to the specs of washing it, and that's why you're chayiv. A shomer sachar, when he accepts pay to wash a certain object, he is now guaranteeing, like an insurance company, he's guaranteeing that he's going to return it to the owner if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, like the Torah says. So if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, no matter how it is, lost is a machlokus. So if it gets stolen, no matter how it got stolen, so he has to pay because that's what he took the responsibility to pay. It could be that the Mordechai and the others hold that that's not pshat in the Shem Asafa. Shem Asafa is chayiv because when he gets to pay, he has a responsibility to watch it with an extra shmira, and if he did not give it that extra shmira, so then he's going to be responsible for that. So they say, well, if it's as long as it's at the level of an onus of a with the mezuyan, which the Torah says he's potter, so even if it got stolen, the tunnels underneath, he's going to be potter because he watched it good enough. He watched it according to the Torah specifications. The Torah says that if it gets armed robber, he's potter. If it gets stolen, he's chayiv. What type of stealing is chayiv? A stealing where he should have watched it a little bit better, like the, we said, he put it in a house where a ruach she'enim was, so you could have knocked it down, and that ganav did knock down the wall and was able to get it. He didn't put it in a strong enough wall. Tosfos though holds, Tosfos and the Rosh hold, no, that's not the svara. You're chayiv because you said I'm going to give it back to you no matter what, whether it's stolen or lost. It got stolen, I have to give it back to you. If it gets with an arm driver, that's called shvuya. That's called already a captured thing, which I am pleasure for you. And there the svara is, some of the guy in the sefer says there the svara is, certainly like Meir was saying, that's not a ganiv anymore. Like we're talking semantics then. If an armed robber comes and takes something from you, he's not. That's not called getting. It's called ganiv in relation to kefil. That's a halacha of kefil. But in general, we consider that a separate category. It's not called a theft. So in that case, you'd be potter. If it's anything that's called a theft, you know, he snuck in and it just was unavoidable, but it was a regular case of stealing, right? He's tunneling under trying to get something and he found that. Or the person fell asleep and now someone stole it. So in that case, he'll be fired no matter what. That's the way the choices will hold. So the Gali Masechta said in his case like this. First he said, based on last week's shiur, this person is a Shomer Sachar, even if he wasn't getting paid, because since he has the right to use the money, this is a long-term halva, he has the right to use the money along the way to buy the salt. And also, in addition, we have the svara that the owner doesn't want to need that same money back, he's going to get the salt back anyway. So he has the option of using the money along the way. So, and based on that svara, nowadays we're all considered like storekeepers, and certainly in this case it would be like that. So he says, he's a Shomer Sachar. Now, if you have, we have this machlokas, he says, between the, this was unavoidable, l'chora, right? He's sleeping, and it got stolen when he was sleeping. So he says, first of all, he defends the Shita Tosus and the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerushalmim says it, that a Shomer Sachar is chayav for Geneva, no matter how unavoidable it was, no matter what you do. He slept on it, what else more could he do? He's still chayiv because the Shomer Sachar accepts upon himself the responsibility to pay if it gets stolen. That's the deal he made, and it got stolen. He has to pay. But then he goes further. He says, even the Mordechai, who holds that you're only chayiv for Geneva if it was something that you could have blocked if you had watched it a little bit better. But if it's unavoidable, the Mordechai holds that you're potter. Over here, where he fell asleep, at the time when everyone goes to sleep, we saw the Nesivas, and he says the same svara, based on the Gemara later on Bamitziya, he says that we hold that you're responsible for that. And the Gemara, by the way, to answer the other kasha that the Yom Shlomo asked, he says that Gemara is talking about where something, it wasn't a Geneva that happened, it was an onus that happened over there. That's why he'd be chayiv. In that case, he'd be potter if it was a real onus. But anyway, he says that over here, even the Mordechai will agree because he fell asleep at the time when people normally go to sleep, and he went to sleep, and he's chayiv for that. That's called a regular geneva, even according to the Mordechai. According to the Mordechai, he'd be chayiv because he did what everyone else does. And then he goes on further and says, in a case of money, there's a special shmira that you need to do for money, and for money you have to do such a special shmira, and you have to go be, even if that was normal, you should buy money, you should go more because robbers want money so much, and that's the whole sugya that we started with by Messiah. So over here for sure he was responsible. A third svara. But finally he concludes. So he says for sure the wagon driver is chayiv. Right? According to both shitas. Certainly according to Tosfos and Rashi, he's chayiv because it was stolen, even though it was an onus gomer, he's chayiv because it's a geneva. According to the Mordechai, we will agree because here it wasn't that he fell asleep suddenly. It wasn't an onus. He went to sleep at normal time, so he's chayav for that. That's even the Mordechai holds that. And especially if money requires a bigger shmira. But he concludes his shuvah like this. He says, Ibra, call that. This is only according to the Ikaradin. But it's hard to me that I heard such a lashon that how this Baal HaBayis was misakish v'davar, he was so stubborn. The Omer, and he says, I don't want any compromise. I don't want pshara. I want strict din. Is he from Sheva Dan? Right, the Gemara says that. Someone says, make me a din. He's from Sheva Dan. We have plenty, so many cases in Shas where the Gemara doesn't go to Omek Adin to force him to pay Yechayim, to force him to pay. And he says, especially here, the wagon driver is poor. So he concludes that even though the Baal HaBayis certainly has the right to claim the money and to get it back based on all these, according to all the Shitas, but he says it's only right that make up Shara, don't force the strict din. That's not the way that Yiddish people act, to say dunerly din, unless you're from Sheva Dan, and we don't know if Sheva Dan. So in conclusion, the halacha lemaisa might not be so nogei unless you own a bank, and in that case we have this halacha. If someone gives you money to watch and you put it in the safe and they're paying you for it and a guy comes and takes it, so according to the shach and the Mordechai, you'll be potter, because what more could you have done? But like we saw from Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch and the Yesh Amrim and the Sma seems to hold that way, he holds that there's a Gzeiras HaKasef that any theft that happens to a Shomer Sofer makes